Column after white column, Ionic, Doric, and Corinthian, stand before a backdrop of red brick. Serpentine walls and domes round out the architecture at the University of Virginia, designed by the nation's third president, Thomas Jefferson. A statue of Jefferson overlooks the grounds that carry reminders of a time long ago. Jefferson was also the first Secretary of State, appointed by the nation's first president, George Washington. Alexander Gillum is the school's history officer.
After the Revolutionary War, was appointed minister to France. Minister would be equivalent to ambassador nowadays. And when he came back, Washington asked him to be Secretary of State.
Jefferson was a visionary who ignored the tradition of building a school around a church. Instead, the university was designed around a library housed in this rotunda, a 1/4 size model of the Pantheon in Rome. They say Jefferson's favorite view of his university was here at the top of the rotunda in the dome, where he would glance out the center window to the lawn. Take a look. The lawn is nearly a hectare long and is the focus of what's called the Academical Village. It's a group of buildings where some classes are held, and students and professors live side by side to encourage learning outside the classroom. Jefferson promoted global knowledge, a practice carried on by the university's vice provost of global affairs, Jeff LeGros.
Jefferson, you know, was iconoclast in terms of that fierce U.S. independence, but also he was a student of the world. To better understand U.S. challenges, he also looked at how other people handled their challenges.
If you have read about
As an international student, Jonathan Lim reaps the rewards of that global viewpoint by hearing Secretary of State John Kerry and other public officials speak at his school.
I'm from Singapore, and I think that being here at this university and getting to hear him firsthand about American foreign policy from within the American perspective, I think really gives me a lot to think about. Really prepares me eventually for, you know, to serve my own community wherever I am in the future.
Thomas Jefferson was in his 70s when he started work on the university. He called it the hobby of old age. Today, his hobby enrolls 21,000 students and ranks number 2 out of the nation's public institutions. At the University of Virginia, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.